Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
Some of you all waited last minute to get your ticket to come to InvestFest.
That's a fact.
Because the science of procrastination is when you have pain in the mind and it stops you from moving forward. So I don't feel like doing it, so I'll do it later. And later never comes, so you never get it done. So what you have to do is you have to learn how to do now, because it says be and it is, not be and maybe later. See, we used to be a be and it is type of people. Any thought that I get, see, sometimes they time sensitive. See, sometimes that idea can be done at the wrong time and then it's failure, but the right idea at the right time always equals success. So you have to know that procrastination is the abortion clinic of ideas. But the most painful part of the pregnancy is when a woman is pushing, and it's that crowning phase. Sometimes they gotta put her under. Sometimes they gotta do a C-section. But if you push through the pain, then you give birth to every idea that you have.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
F- a mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
You know, the highest level of freedom is choice. In a war for focus, in a war for your attention, you have to pay attention to the things that pay you. See, every day we have a choice to indulge in the low level, or we can indulge in the what? People ask me all the time, Keys, why do you say you understand me so much? Because I want to make sure you understand. So when I say you understand me, say I understand. You understand me? You understand me? Are we going to low level or high level? We going to low level or high level? Well, let's get ready for a high level conversation then.
Let's get it.
My brother, my brother.
Next time they bring up the guards, you going to respect us. 19 Keys, how you feeling, my brother?
Man, I feel immaculate. I'm seeing a sea of beautiful faces and spirits today. Woo.
My brother, you are looking regal. I will give you that.
Looking very much Haile Selassie.
It's very important.
Selassie, I send them with. Oh, shout out to the Jamaican master. You know I'm here. Y'all know I'm here.
Keys, man. We got so much to talk about in a short period of time, so I want to jump right into it.
Yes, sir.
During this conversation, I know Ian and Trap gave y'all gems about investing. The first half was gems about real estate. But we really want to talk about entrepreneurship, systems, how to actually grow, how to scale, how to, you know, make money in this new economy that we're in. We're about to head into a whole new era when it comes to AI, artificial and technology and all of that. And they talking about this is going to be a tsunami for our community, mm-hmm. not a tsunami for our community just in America, a tsunami for our community all across the world.
Yes, sir.
So it's very important that we equip ourselves and we're prepared for this new age technology that is already here. It's not the technology, it's not the future, it's right now.
Yes, sir.
And a new way of thinking is something that we all have to, you know, adapt to right now. So I want to prepare people so they can go out and, you know, change the trajectory of their family's lives forever. So let's get into it. Efficient versus effective thinking. Break that down a little bit.
I believe that this comparison is the most important for people in business. There was a time in the industrial age when whoever controlled the labor force and was able to create the most work had the most power, because power is work over time. So the work that we do over time equates to our power in the field that we are in. But today it's about aggregate efficiency, the amount of energy that we put in versus the amount of energy that we get out of it. So there's an example. A lion chasing an antelope. They said that the lion has to exert 50% energy to chase the antelope. When you eat the antelope, it's supposed to absorb the heat from the animal, right? Now, let's say that antelope only gives him 80% of energy. So therefore, he lost 50% in the hunt, so he only got 30% from the antelope. But if somebody comes and shoots the antelope in front of him and it dies right there and he eat that antelope, then he takes in that full 80%. Now he get 130% increase. So aggregate efficiency is the same way when we're dealing with financial insecurities throughout the world. We're trying to figure out how do we stop there from being financial deserts the same way that there are food deserts. A food desert is when you don't have access to nutrient available food. A financial desert is when you don't have access to financial knowledge or someone around you have that knowledge. So when we want to think about how can we be the most efficient to teach people across the planet Earth, we want to first increase our means. The means that we utilize are machines. The machine can work harder than we ever could, right? So therefore, the efficiency is the work that we do. Effectiveness is how we do the work. Because now we can broadcast a message all across the planet Earth. And therefore, we can educate the minds so that they can educate other people. So now you have somebody in your proximity. So therefore, we can create an effective reality by each one of you having financial intelligence and knowledge. I couldn't go to my mom and my pop or my uncle or my brother or my peers that was on the streets. That was a financial insecurity. But now, if we teach you, they can come to you. Now, it is a financial bodega. See, those people from America, they know about bodegas. Yeah, come on, New York, they know. See, New York, they got these bodegas where there's fruits, there's apples, there's vegetables. So if you living in a food desert, then that means that maybe there's no nutrient available food for the next 5 miles. So if you put a bodega in the middle of that right now in the next 2.5 miles, you put another one in that, now it's decreasing to 1.5 miles. You put one in your household, it's in the refrigerator. You understand me? So what we're trying to do is put the financial knowledge in the household. And from a business standpoint, we both know that everybody is here because we learned not only to utilize our mind, but to how to utilize social media. Hmm. Right? Zero cost margin. Zero, anybody know what zero cost margin is? Zero overhead. Back in the day, you wanted to get a TV ad so that you can get attention to your product, business, or service. It costs thousands of dollars. Today, you can get paid to present your media on the platform. So margin is your percentage of winnings. Am I correct? So for me, business is all about margins. If you don't understand margins, you don't understand business. So when you're looking at how to effectively leverage the knowledge of margins, then you go look at what is my cost of goods, right? Your cost of goods, you sell a shirt for $10, you mark it up $40, that's 400%. Now you got a margin of $30 in there that you can play with. So therefore, if I want to look at the average amount of shipping cost that I have, and I say, well, I want to increase sales, right? I don't always have to change price. What I can do is I can go on the margin and figure out how I can leverage it. So let's say the average sale is $8 to $10. So it might take me $10 off my margin, but now I can increase sales, but I'm still getting $20 off each one. So would you want to have a product that you're selling at a higher rate for $100, right? To where you're selling 100 of them? Or you can have a product you're selling $50 and you're selling 10,000 of them. A lot of times people are afraid of the psychology of price. When you look at a number, it's just a number. There's no emotion. But if you put a dollar sign in that, it's going to have a control against you. Because you're going to think about, do you have the amount of value to be able to own that which you want? And if you feel like you don't have that value, then you are already lost to the gifts that you have inside.
Oh, I want to just add something to that because we was talking backstage, and I really want to, give it up for that.
Clap for that,
y'all. Great information.
Yeah.
So it's extremely important to understand something. What we have in our pocket, the cell phone, the iPhone, in my opinion, is the greatest invention of all time.
Yes, sir.
Because it solves all problems and you can do anything. It's the world's greatest library. It has unlimited resources. And you yourself can start a media company. Mm-hmm. You yourself can start a clothing brand. You yourself can start marketing off of your iPhone. So I want to give you some real business insight. Something that, as you said, low cost, no cost, where you're using social media, but most people are using it from the wrong reasons. So you can change your life from social media. This is not me theoretically saying it. It's something that we actually did.
Can I add an amendment to that? Instead of saying iPhone, we should say a mini computer. Most people use the phone wrong because they look at it as a phone. Mm-hmm. A phone is something you communicate with to make a call. A computer, what Steve Jobs did is he put a computer in your pocket, but he understood that he couldn't sell the whole world computers. So he sold you a computer in the branding of a phone because we know you want to talk to people.
That's a fact. And I want to give some real actionable items for anybody, any content creator, because it's important. So if anybody follow Earn Your Leisure, you know that I'm the one that actually posts on the social media and I was the one that actually did all of the social media work. What you might not know is that I don't own a computer. And I hardly even know how to work a computer. So everything that I was able to do, you know when they say there's an app for that? No, there really is an app for that.
Yeah,
like, and you can literally teach yourself anything in the app store. So I want to give you 8 apps right now where these are the apps that I used to master social media. You got to understand this. When we started this whole thing, I have 500 followers on my own personal page. Mm-hmm. That was 4 years ago. Now we have 1.2 million followers on Instagram. So I appreciate it, but I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that as far as this is actually real information that I'm about to give you that I personally used that you too can potentially use to grow your business. So, all right, 8 apps. Whiteagram, white with an A at the M. That is a very good app because sometimes you have a picture and it's too big to actually fit in the Instagram mm-hmm. thing. So that actually makes pictures smaller. And that might not seem like a big thing, but it really is for the algorithm. So you have to be very conscious of that. That's something that I use. Whiteagram. Like white.
The color white.
Instead of E at the end, A. A at the end. PicStitch. PicStitch is a good one that I use all the time where you can actually, it's like a collage of pictures. So if I want to do Mark Zuckerberg and then I want to do a headline of Meta's falling, I do that a lot if you follow us and then I'll put it on Twitter. So that has like 50 different collages that you can actually make with different pictures. That's an extremely beneficial tool as well. Splice is probably one of the most beneficial apps in the app store. This allows you to merge videos. I use this almost every other day. Well, I'll film a video talking to 19 Keys and I'll film another video to crowd. I want to merge these videos because I want to make a cinematic feel. So now I'll cut the video and then I'll put it in Splice. I'll add this video to that video. That's extremely beneficial. When you have to, a content creator is not just a random person making random stuff. You're a movie maker. You're like Spike Lee. That's how I look at it, and that's how you should look at it. They minimize things by giving them words, like an influencer. You're not an influencer, you're a world leader. Very few people in the history of the world have ever had 1 million people that follow them. That's almost less than 0.1% in the history of the world. So if you have 1 million, if you have 100,000, if you have 50,000 people that follow you, you're not an influencer, you're actually a world leader and you have world influence. So you have to conduct yourself like a world leader and understand that everything that you post is extremely beneficial. As I said, this whole situation with me and Troy started with an iPhone. And now we're at Royal Albert Hall.
Make some noise for that.
Big night.
Go ahead.
No, he's got to finish his list.
Four more. So I'm going to run through these real quick. Vaunt is another good one. So you ever see when people post the videos and then they put the captions on the video? Once again, we do it all the time as well. So the captions are extremely important for videos because those are the headlines. So it's like how to make $1 million a year trucking, right? And then you want to do something provocative. But long story short, if you just post a video with no caption, that's going to lose 80% of the people because most people are lazy and most people are not going to watch a video what they don't know. So the caption has become a headline. So it's extremely important to put captions on videos. Vaunt is an app that you can write captions on videos. That's something that's extremely important for all content creators. Video Speeder is another one. Sometimes you want to speed up a video and give it that effect. That's a good video. And then Video Resizer is extremely important, especially for Reels or if you're trying to resize a video to fit Instagram. So Video Resizer is a good app. Perfect Video is another great app. That's what I use all the time. You could add music to videos. You could cut videos. It's a good. And like I said, I'm the most technology ignorant person in the world. I don't know how to use a computer. So if I can figure out how to master these apps, anybody can. Troy bought me a laptop. I never opened it.
It's a company expense. Trust me.
And the last one is an app called Captions that allows you to put captions on your video because they say up to 70% of people that actually watch videos don't listen to it. So that's extremely important because if they're not listening to your video, then obviously they're not gaining anything. So by writing captions on the videos, even if they're not listening, they can actually read it. So all of those are eight. I actually never said this publicly before, but these are the eight apps that I use every day. And these are the eight apps that I've actually used to grow Earn Your Leisure to where we are now as far as one of the fastest growing media companies in the world.
I hope y'all wrote them down. Keys, I'm going to say, because I feel like, especially in coming into education, when we write down lists, it actually becomes easier for us to see them and we can actually execute on them. And we had a high level conversation the other day. And it was funny because you never know where inspiration is going to come from. I was like, yo, Keys, man, I got this brilliant idea. And you looked at me and said, yeah, you got it from me. I said, how you know I got it from you? Because I said it before. Even subconsciously, you might have heard it. I said, damn, this brother's smart. But let's talk about it because this is bigger than business, but these are like life principles. And so you got this theory of ease. Mm-hmm. And so let's break this down because I know everybody's writing. That was great eight apps that Shai just gave. Let's continue with writing. Let's start with education and how, from a business standpoint, that could be valuable and obviously from a life standpoint.
Well, it goes towards growth, right? Education is what you learn. You understand me? And so what you learn would dictate what you can do. So when you talked about that model of effectiveness, he told you what he uses. But the game is now that you now have the knowledge, you need the access. The access is not just what it is, but how to use it, right? So the education would be, okay, Shad, I just heard you say that you built a multi-million-dollar company with eight apps. Can you give me the game? Because otherwise, the time that it's going to take for me to learn it is going to be wild. Except when you can give me the game, and if I can pay you to give me the game, now you're just giving me access. The people with the most access today wins. So having the right coach, having the right mentor, having the right teacher, it's no longer about just taking a course, right? It's now about having a coach, because everybody have all this access to information, but some people are using it better because they have better access. So now everybody got social media, but some people giving them the game on how to create a media company and a business. So for me, the education is also learning how to learn, right? See, low level, well, most people think that low level means something bad. It doesn't. Low levels is just the details. So we have different type of learners. Most people cannot grasp onto the details because they don't understand the high level, which is the concept.
Earn Your Leisure is supported by First Republic Bank. Have you ever experienced a relationship with a banker who was available to answer all your questions, even by phone or email? Doesn't exist, you say? It does at First Republic. At First Republic, everyone gets a personal banker who's ready to sit down and answer your questions, no matter how complex. And did you know that First Republic's commitment to extraordinary service extends beyond its clients? First Republic is committed to strengthening the communities it serves through meaningful partnerships with innovative nonprofit organizations. To learn more, visit firstrepublic.com. That's firstrepublic.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So when you're learning anything new, you have to say, do I understand the high level first? If you do that, now you have a foundation to build on in your brain. So when we're learning, we go through this process of unlocking and relocking. Because I got the keys, right?
19 of them.
Now, when we reprogram it, we unlock it. So literally, neurons in our brains detach from each other. New information, new perceptions, new ideas get built into that neuron, then it relocks in. So we're so afraid of change, right? Because we want to stay the same. We feel like we're missing a piece of ourselves, but replace the word change with growth. Replace the word change with evolution. Right? Because then people won't be afraid of upgrading, won't be afraid of updating. So for me, education is the most important, because when I look across the spectrum of how all people build their wealth, it's based on what they know.
Yeah. So the first power principle was education. Let's go to the next one, exposure.
Exposure. Exposure is how vast your mind will actually be, right? Once you are exposed to something and your mind continues to grow, it will never collapse again. See, the universe expands at the rate which light are reaching areas that it never reached before. So that means that when the universe is getting expanded, it's based on light reaching new places, the same thing that happened in your mind. Once you gain enlightenment, now your brain has been sparked in new ways. Now it cannot be closed again. Now you've seen three black men on stage with the most dapperest attire on this planet Earth teaching about financial education. You've been exposed to something that will change the foundation of your reality that you walk on every single day. So now that you've seen that, you can't go back to the streets. You can't go back to the hood. You can't just go back to your apartment and not want more for yourself. See, in America, they give us the American dream, so we never comfortable with what we have. But what is the United Kingdom vision? See, vision gives you direction. But without vision, you don't know where you're going. You are blind. So you must be exposed to things outside this land. And the most beautiful thing social media did, it had exposed us to brilliant minds, education, perspective, and people that normally would have not gotten that opportunity.
Yeah. Let's give them two more. Emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence is how you deal with life. You know, I just learned that I'm a violent communicator. I know y'all probably wouldn't believe that. But violent communication goes to the theory that subconsciously we speak from a war mind to be either offensive or defensive. So I notice when I send things in short form, it lacks empathy, right? Because now a person can't properly understand me. The beauty about high-level conversations is it makes it very hard to be misunderstood because I got out the full context of my point. So when we're talking about emotional intelligence, the thing about men lack emotional experience. Women grow up dealing with their emotions more than men. So when that is the reason that they mature at a faster rate than men, right? See, women are more equipped to deal with the low-level details. Men are more of the high-level concepts. So when we look at the difference between the type of jobs that men and women go, it's based on their emotional intelligence. So you as a man, when you learn how to deal with the spirit of yourself, then you can deal with your woman correctly, right? The problem is we get angry because we don't know how to identify the feeling. Have you been, are you jealous? Is this a jealous energy that you're putting out? Jealousy is when you see somebody have something and you don't want them to have it. You want it for yourself. Envy is when You don't particularly don't want them to have it, but you want it as well, right? And sometimes you don't know when you're being jealous or envious of your brother or your sister. But see, that emotional intelligence allows you to identify those factors and those flaws and bring them to light. Because the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, when children start to experiment with sex, they do it in the dark. Because even a child has the innate nature that that is wrong, so they don't do it in the light. So when we work on our shadow selves, and that's dealing with who you really are, who you don't show the world, that if they seen this, would they still love me? But when you have the emotional intelligence to identify that and you act in a fearless manner, because courage is acting in the face of fear, not in the absence of it. So people ask me all the time, how do I become fearless? You have to act even when that feeling starts to creep up on you and try to stop you. That to me is divine emotional intelligence, not being afraid of your shadow self.
Yeah. Woo. Y'all gonna learn today. I think the last one is most important, and it's something that has been a catchphrase of ours from the beginning. Information is going to be on us. Execution is going to be on you. Mm-hmm. So everybody in this room tonight is getting the information, but talk about the power of execution.
Mm. Y'all ever heard the story of the first procrastinators in history? So listen, this is what happened, right? It was one day these two brothers, they was working. They chopping up bricks for the pyramids. And they've been doing this work every single day, right? They don't take no breaks. They get the work done for the day. Then they go home. And then one day, this brother, he had this thing he was trying to see. So he said, how about we do this later? He said, let's do this tomorrow. He said, what is later and what's tomorrow? Because they didn't have no concept of it. It was always now and next. See, a baby concept of time is always now and next. We don't learn later till we get older. So what happened was, he said, later? Man, so you mean that this is a time we don't have to do it now? He said, that sound good. So they both decided to do it later. Now, from their lineage, they created the ancestry of laziness and procrastination. Now, this is some people's ancestors in here. Some of you all waited last minute to get your ticket to come to InvestFest.
That's a fact.
Because the science of procrastination is when you have pain in the mind and it stops you from moving forward. So I don't feel like doing it, so I'll do it later. And later never comes, so you never get it done. So what you have to do is you have to learn how to do now, because it says be and it is, not be and maybe later. See, we used to be a be and it is type of people. Any thought that I get, see, sometimes they time sensitive. See, sometimes that idea can be done at the wrong time and then it's failure, but the right idea at the right time always equals success. So you have to know that procrastination is the abortion clinic of ideas. But the most painful part of the pregnancy is when a woman is pushing and it's that crowning phase. Sometimes they gotta put her under. Sometimes they gotta do a C-section. But if you push through the pain, then you give birth to every idea that you have.
There you have it. So let's talk about this before we, I want to, you know, talk about technology.
Yes, sir.
Because we heard about real estate. We heard about stocks, building businesses, extremely important. But we're about to go into 2023.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so crazy. You know, Nas, my favorite rapper. I named my son Nasir. He's in the front row. Shout out to Nas. So 25 years ago, I think, I Am came out, his third album, and I never forget, he had a line, he was like, he was playing PlayStations, they building space stations on Mars, plotting civilizations. Mm. And 25 years later, it's the same thing.
Yes, sir.
It's the same thing. You got some people that's actually playing video games, wasting their life, and you got people like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, who's literally planning civilization on Mars. Like, mm-hmm. That's happening in real time. So it's like we can't afford to be ignorant to what's going on in the world in technology, because it's not going to wait for us. It's going to eliminate us. When you see Tesla roll out the robot, it's not just for show. It's to eliminate a whole workforce. Mm. So talk about artificial intelligence. Talk about, you know, how that is coming and how we can get ahead of the curve.
Today, they have a technology that they're trying to consistently replace you, right? Because when you're talking about work, if you use machine, then you're going to be more effective. right? You can make more money, less overhead, right? So, right now, who does graphic art design in here? Anybody? We got some graphic artists in the building. Who does art in here, right? Anybody do copywriting or speeches? See, I learned, if you go look at some of the thumbnails on High Level Conversation with those episodes that have millions and millions and millions and millions of views.
By the way. by the way.
Artificial intelligence, they created this program called Midjourney. Midjourney is when you go into the program, they put you in this Discord, and they give you access to this artificial intelligence bot. Now, this bot, whatever you type in, right? So you can type in, you know, James Brown and Pixar 3D. They're going to create James Brown and Pixar 3D, right? You can type in a million black people in front of UFOs. They're going to render a million black people in front of UFOs. So this is called text-to-image, and it's called prop engineering. See, we've been utilizing in our business to help us actually create thumbnails for high-level conversations, right? Also, you can utilize this in so many different features because you can type in lyrics and it will create an image for that lyric, right? You can do this in your book. Right now, who has a book? Who's an author like me? So, do your book have a ton of pictures? Original pictures, right, that nobody else have. See, this brother, he probably a part of the BWO. You gotta relax.
Let me see.
Actually, I respect that. That's execution.
Yeah, we just spoke about that.
Now, listen, here's the game, right? Because one thing that I was teaching to my students, I say, well, I teach them how to turn text into a book and then creative ways on how to create that book. So one of the ways that we do is we create downloadable barcodes that can be upgraded, right? So you get an infinite book. So therefore, you buy my book one time and you may have infinite access, right, to content. So let's say every month I'm adding a new video. You go scan it on your phone, it pops up. All of a sudden, you got that video. If you want to increase the value of your book, because everybody doesn't learn by just reading. They need that visual experience to go along with it. It's the same way why everybody started taking 19 Keys High-Level Conversation. Shout out to Amechi for putting a B-roll in there. Now everybody got B-roll, right? And that's putting pictures in there that is a description of the things that you're talking about, like in documentaries. Documentaries are very boring and it resets attention. But if I can create an image for everything that I'm saying, I can increase my attention span of my audience and we can make more money, right? So what we did is we started utilizing the artificial intelligence to actually create pictures of everything that we say. So some of the B-roll that you see is actually from artificial intelligent beings, right? Then we take that same thing and we put it in books. So every 10 pages is going to have a picture of the things that we're talking about. Now, normally, because we're talking about zero marginal cost, normally that would have cost me a lot of money if I asked an artist to make original images, right, of my ideas and the things that I want to visualize. But this is going to steal jobs away from artists who don't learn how to use this technology to be more effective because they're efficient at what they do. But they also have an up and a leg up on other people because it ain't just about the platform that you use, it's about how you use it, right? But now artists can describe something in a way other people can't. They can say render in an AK. They can say put it in soft light. So now their picture is going to come out better than a layman who may just jump on and start using it. But you now can go on Fiverr. People will pay you to create images, right? And you can use artificial intelligence instead of having to use your own. So when we're talking about efficiency versus effectiveness, they're also creating text-to-speech. You can create entire copyright right now by just typing in simple words in the subject matter, and then it will download it for you. Now you can create emails. Now you can create captions because you ain't got to use Drake no more.
So
y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, absolutely. We call this the financial revolution, right? We didn't call it an American revolution. We didn't call it a European revolution. We called it the financial revolution. Because we need everybody, right? Mm-hmm. The last time we were here, we talked about uniting the diaspora and spreading a message across the pond. Talk about community, right? People were like, why are you going to the UK? Why do you UK? Look at this room. This is why we came to the UK.
Yeah.
Right? Talk about building community and leveraging community.
First of all, some of the old business models that people have is create a product and then build a community around it. I believe the new business model is create a community and then build a product around it. Because it's now about servicing, right? If you build a community of 1,000, 2,000, 20,000 people, now you get to ask them questions. What do you guys want? What do you guys need? You're investigating. You create a product for them. Now you got a business. So the way I would look at it, anybody rapping here do music? It's always some rappers, right? But it goes to all different arts. So what's better, having a million streams or having 100 core paying fans? Why? Because if every one of those fans, because this is the one thing that people don't notice, right, when you're talking about community. If I ask you who your favorite rapper is and I ask you how much money you gave them, it might be around $5, maybe $3. If you went to their concert, maybe $50. And I'm talking about over a lifetime of you loving your favorite artist, you have paid them less than you paid the liquor store, right? Because art is the most devalued commodity that was out there, especially music, because of the streaming companies. So instead, I was teaching my brother this model. I said, how about you create 2 concerts a year? All you have to do, if you want to make $100,000, is to get 100 people to pay $1,000 for that concert within 6 months. Or you can go to get 1,000 people to pay you $100 within a year. Now you're an artist that's making 6 figures. The average rapper makes $70,000 a year. When we look on social media, none of us own our communities. When we log on to, we sign a 360 deal, right? We say, hey, you can have all my data, all my intellectual property, as long as you allow me to leverage the usage of your servers. The servers is what allows us to be able to stream. In 1995, the first streaming company was created, right? Since then, YouTube came on. YouTube allowed people to be able to stream for free. When that happened, it revolutionized the game, because now you utilize media to captivate attention, and then once you do that, you start to utilize the conversion rate. So therefore, if I got 1 million people, if I got 100,000 people, what's my conversion rate? 5%? 10%? So therefore, now the utilization of media, the utilization of content is what allow you to gather the biggest community that you need, because you're not going to make $1 million with 1 million streams. So it's more important for you to get 100 followers than it is to get $1 million, because they're more valuable than 1 million streams. The ideas around Web3 is about ownership. The relationship that you have with your community, all these hundreds of thousands of fans and 20s of thousands of fans that you gain, you don't own. And when you on Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook or Instagram, he can kick you off and he can destroy that relationship that you have to communicate with your audience. Therefore, he's actually destroying your business. But if you take that same and you put them 100 people in a Discord over 6 months, all each one got to do is give you $100. Now you got what? $100,000 business model. You can increase that number over time, but most people don't look at the number in the analytics. Artists are driven by feeling and emotion. That's why they're taking advantage of so much, right? In the existing models of Web2, where people give you access to their platform so you can get tipped by your audience, is old. The new thing is, instead of logging in, I take all my data that I own and I present it on this platform. So when I log out, it goes with me, right? What is your evaluation of all of that content that you put on social media? There's something called digital rights, right? When you have digital rights over something, when you put out your intellectual property, anytime that is streamed, they will let you know and you should get paid for it. Whether it's TikTok, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Facebook, you should own the digital rights of your intellectual property. Because if you play somebody's song, they're going to say, what? It's intellectual theft, right? You got to say, I don't own the rights. But people don't own your rights, but you haven't copyrighted them. So being able to copyright your content is the same model in the music industry. But why nobody tell you that? Because you are the product. They take your attention and then they put ads on it. But now that is a dying business model. So Web3 is about, how do you partner with the creators? Hey, you put your content on here. I decide how much I want to monetize. Maybe I can create my own platform, so I'll give you a percentage of the transaction cut rather than you owning all of my rights. So this is about us getting our masters back. This is not just a revolution for the music artists, but all of us who put our intellectual property and gave it away for free. And now they can control exactly who sees it. I got 600,000 followers, probably be 400,000 up by tomorrow when people see this clip. You understand me? But if I want to get everybody to see this, Mark Zuckerberg controls that. So how do I get control? I need push notification. I need you to exist in the app. I need you to exist on the Telegram. I need you to exist on the Discord, because I want to increase my business effectiveness. I don't want to look like an entrepreneur. I want my business to be in the black, where it's profitable, where it's debt-free, because we're going into a recession right now. So for you to not have financial education, to create new business models and new formulas, to reevaluate your value proposition, your market viability, to be able to study your analytics, to know your churn rate, if these are terms that are foreign to you, then you lack the ability to grow in business. Entrepreneurship is not a game. It's economics is warfare. And there's been a hit on all of you all because of economic hitman by not giving you the proper education.
What's going on, Ernest? Look, at 26, I made one of the most important decisions of my life. That's right. I didn't have family at the time, but I did have a life insurance policy. A wise man told me life insurance isn't about the people who die. It's about the people who live. It's one of the best ways to secure generational wealth for your family's future. And it makes perfect sense why people get life insurance, especially term coverage, which surprisingly is affordable. Why not pay a little bit each month to secure the future of the people you love long term? If you're asking yourself that question, I want you to check out Ladder. Ladder makes it impressively fast and easy to get coverage. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's algorithms work instantly, so you'll know right away if you're approved for coverage. No hidden fees, and you can cancel any time. And since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to get started. So check out Ladder today to see if you're instantly approved. Go to ladderlife.com/EYL. That's LADDER life.com/EYL. That's ladderlife.com/EYL. You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Secure your family's future right now.
Very, very important.
I love it.
Before we wrap, I just wanted to say something real quick. You know, this was a very educational experience, but it's also an inspirational and motivational experience. But there's some key principles that everybody should take away, and that's business principles. You should read a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And one of the things that you should always understand is that nothing is done by yourself. You have to collaborate. You have to work with great people. So putting this together, we have to acknowledge 19 Keys. We have to acknowledge Ian. We have to acknowledge Wall Street Trapper. We have to acknowledge MG the Mortgage Guy. We have Patricia, Anton, everybody that played a part. There's so many people, you know, the Tape London crew, Dio, so many different people. So when you're in business and you're running your business, always remember to put other people ahead of you. That is extremely important. And also remember conflict resolution. Conflict resolution is something that we suffer from and we don't fully understand how to communicate with people. And so many businesses get torn apart, so many relationships get ended, and so many people lose their lives or end up in a penitentiary system because they don't know how to communicate with each other. So conflict resolution is extremely important, especially as men. We have to understand how do we talk to each other.
Facts.
We have to understand how to forgive each other.
Teach.
We have to understand how to say sorry.
Come on, clap for that.
And we have to understand how to move forward and work together. So before we wrapped, I just wanted to make that point because there's no way that this could have happened without 100 people that might not have been on the stage. And it's extremely important to acknowledge them. And it's extremely important for you to understand that, because when you leave here and you're trying to start your business, if you're selfish and you're self-centered and you want all the attention for yourself, it's not going to work. So no matter what we tell you, these are core principles of life that's going to be beneficial and helpful when you're moving forward and you're growing in your life and your career.
Yeah, and I just want to add really quick, clap it up for that, because we don't sit here by ourselves either. I know we shout out everybody that made it happen. Shout out to Ashley and the BEC. Shout out to 13th and Create. And shout out to our EYL family, right? Shout out to Ab. Shout out to the merch team over there, Bam, Smitty. Danny D, my wife, is here. Shout out to you. I love you. Thank you for making this happen for us.
Shout out to Jamal.
Shout out to Jamal. I see Tahira sitting in the front row. Shout out to you. And most importantly, I want to give a shout out to my brother, our third partner, Mike, who's actually in Atlanta expecting. So we're going to send our prayers to him, his first child. Thank you for coming out.
Stand up.
Stand up. Let's do this.
I want to give a shout out to God. You understand me?
I got to take a video of this because
put them lighters
on.
If
they don't see it, put your lighters up. They're going to say it's Photoshop. They're going to say it never happened. They're going to try to rewrite history.
Pick your phones out and put the flashlight on so we can see all y'all.
So on the count of three, we're going to say the biggest ever. The biggest ever. I need everybody to say the biggest ever on the count of three. One, two, three.
Yes, Sirski.
Listen, listen, family.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do without belief in self. We are entering a dawn of a new awakening where we are going into an era of higher consciousness. Don't y'all feel that in the air? Don't you feel that you are moving towards a higher level of execution? It's not just about consciousness where we are aware. It is about enlightenment where we do something with the things that we know. So I want you all to point to yourself and say, I believe in the God within.
I believe.
Say, I believe in the God within.
I believe.
Don't say it for me. Say it one more time. I believe in the God within.
I believe in God.
See, I want to say one more last thing. Work. You can't do anything without it. When you are working, you are actually praying and satisfying God. When you are complaining, you are satisfying the devil. So when you go outside and you think about the things that you want to achieve, the only formula you need to do is put yourself to work so that you can give more love to God, because he put everything inside you to get that which you want done. And they try to stop you from knowing your power. But we already know this the highest
level. Let's do it. London, we love y'all.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.